to it. We're going to talk about the folly of socialism. Did you know that the pilgrims, when they first came to the New World, they tried socialism at first. It failed miserably. It failed miserably. The Mayflower folks, it failed. When they arrived, they were religious people fleeing persecution. And they said, we will work together for the common good. All of us will work together. And they almost starved to death. The collective farming, deciding when and how much to plant, when to harvest, who would do the work, it failed miserably, completely inefficient, ineffective, and nearly killed everyone. By spring, their food stores were gone. They almost didn't make it. And so William Bradford, the pilgrim leader, wrote in his diary, our food stores were used up. People grew weak and thin. Some swelled with hunger. So they began to think how they might not still thus languish in misery. His answer, divide the commune into parcels and assign each pilgrim family its own property, which they did. Set corn every man for his own particular. Assign every family a parcel of land. You know, and when property rights are tossed aside, even for religious fellowship, people don't work as hard. It falls apart. People say, well, you know, the next guy, he's going to do it. Or she's going to do it. Or they're going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I've got other things to do today. The simple change to private ownership made all hands very industrious. This is from Bradford's writings, by the way. Made all hands very industrious. So much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been. Soon they had so much food they could share with the natives. Capitalism, private enterprise, free enterprise, creates more than socialism ever will. Native Americans were not socialist either. They had property rules of their own that helped them grow enough so they had plenty, even during cold winter. When property rights are tossed aside, you lose. You know, and they invented new ways of farming. I thought I would share that with you. I want to share one other thing with you here that I find somewhat humorous, and that is the president in pardoning bread and butter yesterday. Bread and butter are the two turkeys that showed up at the White House to be pardoned and not make their way to the Thanksgiving table. And the president took time to pardon bread and butter, and he got a chance to slide in a little bit of Thanksgiving humor as well. It's bite number five from the president having fun in his job. Bite five.
Thankfully, bread and butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday. True. Hundreds of people have. It seems the Democrats are accusing me of being too soft on turkey. But bread and butter, I should note that unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met. It's very unusual. Very unusual.
Unlike the other witnesses, I've actually met these two. I like it. Coming up Wednesday, December 4th, the impeachment circus returns with Jerry Nadler. Jerry's Nadlers will be in charge come December the 4th, keep that in mind. Here's a very serious story that I wanted to share with you before we headed off to Thanksgiving, because I want you to be aware of the challenges of people around you. It seems that Americans are dying young at an alarming rate from opioid addiction and suicide and other preventable causes at a rate that we haven't seen in a very long time. In fact, the longevity rates of America have been increasing for years. If you're a woman, you can expect to live, if you're born today, more than 81 years, or is it 83? The point is, longevity in America is above 80 years for men and women if you don't conduct yourself in certain ways, all right? If you don't drink too much or do drugs or get obese, you can live for very long. Even heavy people and people with other predispositions to chronic disease can live longer now because of the advancements of modern medicine. But death rates from suicide, drug overdose, liver disease, and dozens of other preventable causes have been rising over the past decade for young and middle-aged adults. driving down the overall life expectancy, according to this report from MSN. The report published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, immediately hailed by outside researchers for its comprehensive treatment of the still enigmatic trend, the reversal of historical patterns in longevity. But you can see exactly where the problem lies. Increased mortality and falling life expectancy for people ages 25 to 64. I'm not in that group. Although yesterday at the gym, I thought the woman was going to kill me, who is my trainer, but she didn't. I survived. Because taking care of the machinery is important. About a third of the estimated 33,000 excess deaths that the study says occurred in 2010 were in just four states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Indiana. The highest jump in death rates from 2010 to 2017 among people 25 to 34. The findings sure to fuel political debate about causes and potential solutions because the geography of rising death rates overlaps to a significant extent with states and regions that are hotly contested in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. Again, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Indiana, right in the center of the country. The state with the biggest percentage in the rise in death among working-age people in the decade, however, New Hampshire, up 23.3%. Why? I don't know. We're going to figure it out. Again, opioid addiction, drug addiction, alcoholism, and suicide. Be aware of those things. And by the way, the National Suicide Prevention Line, 800-273-TALK, 800-273-TALK. If you ever have an issue, 800-273-TALK. You're important to me, and you're important to others, so do the right thing and talk to somebody. 800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-TALK. That's what we do here. We talk about it. Big issues and small and everything in between. Some final thoughts for hour number two. Right after the break, this is the Steve Gerber Show.
There's another world inside of me. Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on oil heat. For its exceptional warmth and its friendly service, Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.